I'll give the following time to my brothers and sisters.
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. 好。这次 WCC 的主题是奔了摆在前面的路程。
This time, the theme of WCCC is to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
听完信息下来，我们都会被提醒。
After we heard the messages, we are reminded.
要跑这条天路的确是需要看见的。
That we need to run this race, we need to have seen.
我们需要看见这条摆在前面的路，也需要看见那个标杆。
We need to see this way, this race that is set before us. We also need to see that goal.
有属灵看见的人才会开始跑。
Only those with spiritual seeing will start to run.
才会有紧迫感，才会知道要逃。
Then there will be an urgency and they will know to flee.
不过，就算说出来的话都一样，但听来的和看见的在本质上是不一样的。
Even though we say the same things, but the seeing in nature is different.
只是听来的，笔记记下来的是没有在心里的。
If we only heard it and we write it down in our notes, then those are not in our hearts.
因为我们的心是不会真的得着听来的东西的。
Because our hearts will not lay hold of the things that we have heard.
我想，看见的才是明白的，才是刻在心里。
Only if we have seen, then we would comprehend, and that will be engraved in our hearts.
看见的才是我自己的。
If I see, then it is mine.
不过在得着这些看见之前，我想有一件事是非常重要的。
But before we receive the seeing, there's something that's quite important.
就是我们自己对于这条道路的位置。
That is, where are we on this position of this way?
对于赛跑，我想有两种人。
There are two kinds of people who enter a race.
一种是站到起跑线的人，一种是没有站到过起跑线的人。
The two types, one is those who stand at the starting line, and the others are the ones who do not stand at the starting line.
来过起跑线的人是开始了的人。
Those who come to the starting line, then they are the people who start.
才是从起点开始了的人。
Then they start from the starting point.
这样的人过每日的生活，开始认识什么是万事互相效力，让爱谁的人得益处。
When they start to have daily living, they would comprehend what it means for all things to work together for the good of those who love him.
不管光景是高是低，他都知道要求主莫把我漏掉。
Whether their conditions are high or low, they will pray to the Lord, Lord, do not pass me by.
因为他的心里明白，自己虽然软弱。但是已经没有别的路可以走。
Because they comprehend that in their hearts, even though they are weak, but there's no other way to walk.
他迟早要回到这条路上继续走下去。
Sooner or later, they have to return to this way and continue walking.
当我们在意着自己认不认识自己前面的路，祷告求主给我们看见前面的路和标杆时。
When we are unsure of the way ahead and we pray towards God to ask Him to reveal the way and also the goal for us.
我们这个人有没有在起点上呢?
Are we ourselves actually at the starting line?
虽然的确在起点上的人不一定是正在跑的人。
Of course, those who are at the starting line doesn't mean they will actually run.
但是他跟旁边的观众已经是不一样的了。
But they're already different from those who are just in the audience.
旁边的人看见他会想。
Those at in the audience seats, when they see them, they'll think.
这个人怎么了？这个人跟以前不一样了。
This person is different from before.
在起点的人也许还看不清前面的路。
Those who are at the starting line might not see clearly the way ahead.
但是他知道他脚下有一个起点。
But they know that they're stepping on right in front of that starting line.
这个起点是神给他的一个如印记一般的经历。
This starting point is an experience like a seal that God has given them.
这个经历在他的生命中成为了原点的坐标。
And this experience becomes their origin and the coordinate axes.
这个起点是不会被抹去的。
And this origin will not be blotted away.
在开始之后, 软弱了,
After they start, perhaps they're weak and they're attacked by the enemy. But that cannot shake that starting point that they were already at. That starting point will not be blotted away.
这个起点就是一个人真实的遇见主的一次经历。
And this starting point is a real experience that one has met the Lord.
这次遇见主的这个经历不是一次普通的经历。
And this time meeting the Lord, it's not an ordinary experience.
我不是想着重说遇见主的经历有普通与不普通之分。
My emphasis is not that there's a distinction between an ordinary and extraordinary experience of meeting the Lord.
我想说的着重点在于他带下的结果。
My emphasis is on the result that follows.
在这次经历之后,不只是感谢主了就结束了。
After this experience, not only do we just thank the Lord and that's it.
这个人因为这个经历被放在了起点上。
But this person, because of that experience, is placed at the starting line.
虽然还看不见什么,跑道看得不清楚。
Even though they cannot see clearly, they do not know where to run yet.
那个终点的标杆也看不清楚。
Perhaps they cannot see clearly the finishing goal.
但是这个人有了一个方向。
But this person now has a direction.
这个方向像一个指南针一样在这个人心。
And this direction is like a compass that guides them.
让这个人明白他不能再跟从别人。
So he knows that he cannot follow anyone else.
弟兄姊妹们,您有这个起点的经历吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you have the experience of being at the starting line?
在起点上的时候是很exciting的。
It's quite exciting when you're at the start of a race.
心跳会加快,心里满了盼望和喜乐。
And your heartbeat will increase and you will have joy and excitement.
但这只是个开始。
But that's only the beginning. You can't just stand at the starting line and not run.
虽然前面的路看不清楚,但是你知道你要朝着这个方向跑。
Even if you know you cannot see the road clearly, you know that you have to run in that direction.
这条路就是十字架的路。
And this way is the way of the cross.
我们需要继续有真实的经历。
We have to continue to have true experiences.
往后的经历就不再是起点。And
the experiences ahead are not starting point experiences.
而是像弟兄讲过的指路碑、引路柱。But
it's like what the brother has shared, the signs and the guideposts.
从起点开始之后,我们才慢慢地明白什么是头脑的知识,什么是脚踏实地。After
we start running, then we'll be able to distinguish what is just head knowledge and what is actually stepping on land.
而且这条路上每一步都是有代价的。
And every single step, there's a cost.
都是可以让我们买眼药的代价。It
is a cost that requires us to go by eye self.
我们如果对自己诚实,我们每日的生活其实到处都是机会。If
we're honest with ourselves, we realize that in our daily living, there are plenty of opportunities.
其实我心里是很清楚有什么事情需要我去对付的。
For me, it is very clear in my heart what are things that I have to deal with.
感谢主应许我们万事互相效力让爱神的人得益。Thank
the Lord that He promises that all things will work together for the good of those who love Him.
我们如果能继续走下去,眼光和心思就会被改变。If
we can continue to walk on this way, then our mindset and our eyesight will be changed.
眼睛会被主一点点地打开。
Our eyes would be opened by the Lord little by little.
我们对这条道路,对于这个标杆的看见,
and for our seeing of this way and also of the goal,
才能变得越来越清楚,
those things will become clear to us.
这是神的应许,
this is God's promise.
弟兄们这次鼓励我们不仅要跑,还要冲刺。
Brothers, this time encourage us that not only do we need to run, but we need to run fast.
但是我想只有清楚地看见终点的人才会开始冲刺。
But I believe that only those who can see the goalpost, then they will start to run fast.
我想有清楚看见的人才是跟冲刺有关的人。
Those who have clear seeing, then those are the people who would sprint forward.
我们的确需要改变。
Indeed, we need to be changed.
我们的眼光和心思改变了，才不会走几步就停下来。
We need our perspective, our mindsets changed so that we won't stop after a few steps.
才不会卡在一个地方。
We won't just stay at one place and not move forward.
我们总是在求主改变我们，求主对我们的心说话来改变我们。
We ask the Lord to change us, that He will speak to our hearts so that we may be changed.
但是其实主说了话之后，改不改变，我们这边也有责任。
But after the Lord speaks, whether we change, we have some responsibility on our end.
那就是这次彭弟兄讲到的《罗马书》十二章一至二节写的。
And that's what Brother Ted, Brother Pang shared from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
献上自己的人就可以心意更新而变化。
Those who consecrate themselves, then they can be transformed in their hearts and their minds.
就可以变得喜悦神的旨意。
Then they can be the people who delight to prove that acceptable, perfect will of God.
也许我们看见我们自己觉得这么多年了还是没有什么改变。
Perhaps we see that after so many years, we haven't changed.
但是神的话给了我们应许，我们就要用信心抓住。
But God's word has already given this promise to us, so by faith we must lay hold of it.
我们抓住的也许不是自己有没有改变。
What we lay hold of perhaps is not whether we have changed ourselves.
而是要抓住那能让我们改变的。
But that we will lay hold of the Lord who can change us.
主会用十字架来改变我们的眼光和心思。
The Lord will use the cross to change our perspective and our mindsets.
求主怜悯我们，叫我们不要成为会说不会走的人。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we would not be people who would only talk but can't walk.
这是我的分享。
This concludes my sharing.
稍微等一下，我们弟兄。我们今天弟兄姊妹这边人不太多，我们求主能刚强我们每一个上来交通的弟兄姊妹的灵。
Today we do not have a lot of brothers and sisters with us.
May the Lord strengthen the spirit of every brother and sister who will be sharing.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
刚刚有，去对，下次。Go get this thing.
Today we did not have a lot of brothers and sisters with us.
Today we do not have a lot of brothers and sisters with us. May the Lord strengthen our spirits as we share.
Okay, 我们先一起读一下希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们可以一起读，如果弟兄姊妹想的话。第十二章第一节还有第二节的前半句。
If you would like, we can read this in unison.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and the first half of 2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
我们好不好再读一节？十一章，希伯来书十一章第六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这次我们年长的孙弟兄跟我们交通道要奔跑天路。
This time our elderly brother son shared with us those who run the heavenly race.
感谢主，我跟刚才我们弟兄有一样的负担。
We thank the Lord that I have the same burden as the brother who just shared.
我感到非常的喜乐。
I'm very joyed with rejoicing inside.
我们弟兄给我们提到说，奔跑天路，我们一个是要跑得快，然后另一个是要跑得稳。
Our brother shared with us that as we run this heavenly race, on one hand we need to run fast, the other is we need to be steady.
我不知道大家怎么想的，对于我来说，我觉得跑得快就是在主面前追求一个更加绝对的一个心智。
I don't know how you think. For me, I feel like to run fast, it is before the Lord as we pursue Him that we have that absolute pursuit.
我们能够更多的放下我们的自己。
That we can lay down more of ourselves.
更多的放下属地的吸引。
That we can lay down more of the draw of this world.
我们向着神，我们更多的爱慕，更多的想要把自己归给他。
And towards God, we can love Him more. We can give ourselves more to Him.
我觉得对于我来说，我觉得这就是跑得快。
For me, that seems like running fast.
但我们弟兄还提到一个点，就是要跑得稳。
But our brother also shared that we need to run in a steady manner.
跑得稳，我自己觉得就是跑在对的路上。
For me, steady means that we're running on the right way.
因为在我个人的经历里面，跑得快不一定跑得稳的。
Because in my personal experience, if we run fast, that does not mean that we necessarily run steady.
我可以乱跑的。
I can run in a chaotic manner.
我可以跑得给我自己，甚至给弟兄姊妹招损的。
I can run in such a way that perhaps have detriment to myself or to brothers and sisters.
我看起来我是跑得快了，但是那个跑得不稳，因为那个跑错了。
If I'm running fast, but I'm running the wrong way, then that's not steady.
所以我今天想跟大家交通一下这两个方面，一个是跑得快，一个是跑得稳。
Therefore, I would like to share on these two aspects. One is running fast, the other is running steadily.
我们弟兄提到，就是希伯来书十一章里面提到的这些见证人，他们都是平凡人，他们有一个共同的特点，就是他们都是因着信。
Our brother shared from Hebrews chapter 11 that these cloud of witnesses are all people who are common.And the commonality is that they are by doing things by faith.
对，他们之所以能够跑得快，是因为他们信。
It is because by faith, therefore they can run fast.
所以我实在觉得，在我身上也是这样的。当我对主有那个信的时候，我就能跑得快。
Therefore, to me, it seems like whenever I have faith in our Lord, then I can run fast.
那什么是信呢？我其实很多弟兄姊妹都有一些的解释，有一些的交通。
Now, what is faith? A lot of brothers and sisters have explained this or shared on this.
对于我来说，信其实就是我知道主在这里。
To me, it seems faith means that I know that the Lord is here.
主在我的身边。
The Lord is beside me.
主在我的生活当中。
The Lord is in my daily living.
我能够看见他。
I can see him.
不是，我想到一件事情，我后续跟大家交通一下。
I thought of something I will share with you.
这次 WCAC 我就是。有一天晚上，我就是去接我们弟兄姊妹去上飞机。
One night during WCCC, I was driving others to go to the airport. giving people a ride to the airport.
Yeah. 然后那天晚上你很大概是凌晨三点多的时候。
That's very late. It's 3 or 4 a.m.
然后我跟我们弟兄呢，我就把他行李啊就放在我那个车的后备箱之后呢，然后我们就突然看见距离我们很近的地方，出现了三个这个很危险的人。
And when I placed my brother's luggage in my trunk, then I noticed quite near us there's three people who seem quite dangerous.
对，我们都感觉非常害怕，我们就大概在那里愣了可能一两秒。
We were quite afraid and we froze for perhaps 1 or 2 seconds.
感谢主带我们脱离这个凶恶。
Thank the Lord that he protected us from this calamity.
在我的感觉的深处，我觉得我在这件事上我遇见主了。
In me, in my heart, in the depths of my heart, I feel that I met the Lord in this matter.
就主在保守我，主在这里。
It is the Lord protecting me. The Lord is here.
所以我心里面就非常的热心，跟我以前自己发出来的那个热心是不一样的。
Therefore, my heart was burning with zeal, and this zeal is different from the way I myself lived that zeal before.
所以这就是对我来说，什么是因着信，就是我知道主在这里，主在我的生活当中。
Therefore, for me, what it means to be by faith, it is that I know that the Lord is here, the Lord is in my daily living.
我能够看见他。
I can see him.
我看见他的保守，看见他的看顾。
I can see his protection.
这给我很大的一个力量，让我能够跑得快。
And that strengthens me so that I can run fast.
还有从比较消极的方面，也能够有一些事情我们对付掉，也能帮助我们跑得快。
And there's also things on the passive end that would help us to run fast.
对，刚才我们弟兄交通的，我非常的认同啊，就是逃避少年人的私欲。
What our brother shared, I also very much agree that is to flee from youthful lust.
对，我们弟兄刚才说，他知道他的私欲是什么，他知道要逃掉哪一些。
Our brother shared that he knows what his own things that he needs to deal with are.
我相信我们在座每一个我们都知道的。
I believe that each of us know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说你不知道，你如果是一个重生得救的人，你一定知道的。
Brothers and sisters, do not say that you do not know. If you are born again, you know.
我们要逃的。
We need to flee.
我们知道我们有一个懒惰的私欲，我们知道我们有一个喜欢抬高自己，喜欢这个比别人高人一等的私欲。其实这些我们都知道的，我们要逃的。
We have some lusts. Perhaps we are slothful. Perhaps we like to lift up ourselves. Whatever, we know that we need to flee from these.
Yeah. 我第一个点，我想我就交通这些就好了，因为我觉得我刚才弟兄交通非常好。
I think I'll pause my sharing on the first point because my brother already shared.
我觉得，然后另外一个点我要交通的就是我们要跑得稳。
No, my second point is that we need to run steadily.
跑得稳呢，就是我们真的跑在那个对的路上。
This means that we need to run on the right way.
我们要问一个问题，说我们怎么样能够跑在对的路上呢？
Therefore, we ask ourselves the question: How could we run on the right way?
我的确是看到一些弟兄姊妹们哈，他们非常的单纯，他们可能没有看清楚那个路，但是他已经跑在那个对的路上了。
I see some brothers and sisters, they're very sincere and running on that way, even though they do not see clearly yet.
我非常羡慕这种弟兄姊妹，我觉得单纯真是太好了。
I admire these people very much that they're so simple.
但是在我自己身上呢，我觉得我不知道我有没有这份单纯，但是我是要去追求我能够认识神的道路，认识神的旨意。
For me, I'm not sure if I have that simplicity, but I know that I need to pursue to know God's way.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你是什么感觉，我们其实很爱慕我们自己的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure about how you feel, but I think that we like our own will.
我很喜欢我自己的意思。
I like what I think.
我这次准备的时候呢，我就想到我之前自己的一个小小的一个故事。
When I was preparing, I remember a little story from my past.
我记得我之前找工作的时候，这个我收到了一个口头的一个 offer。
When I was looking for a job, I remember receiving a verbal offer.
Yeah. 我当时高兴的不得了，我想了，太高兴了，我也不管有没有经历主了，我就是高兴。
I was so happy, and whether I experienced the Lord or not, I was just happy.
我可以天天的放松放松，然后玩一玩，然后等我玩够了，我就去上班，我就去工作，能挣钱。我觉得 这人生太完美了。
I thought I could start relaxing for a bit, and after I relax and enjoy life for a little bit enough, then I'll start going to work. I'll make money. This is such the American dream.
Just such an easy life.
Easy life.
Yeah. 其实，在我的心里面，我就是很喜欢我的意思。我没有想去认识神，我没有想去在我的找工作的这件事情能够经历它。其实那些。当我真的得到那个 offer 时，我那些都忘了，都在我背后了。
When I received that offer, I really forgot that I ought to experience the Lord, and all these things I tossed out at that moment.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
Yeah, 主他感动我，他让我知道我要去寻求他。
But the Lord moved me, so I know that I need to pursue him.
我要去寻求他的意思。
I need to pursue his will.
我要去认识他的旨意。
I need to know his way.
当我认识了他的旨意，我就知道他的旨意真的好。
And when I know his purpose, and I would know that his purpose is good.
他的意思比我的意思好。
And his thought is higher than my thought.
我还有一点点想交通的，就是认识神的旨意。我觉得在我自己身上呢，还有一个很需要注意的，就是错了要能改。
One more thing I still want to share on is that if I'm wrong, I need to change.
我时间到了，这个。就交通到这里了。
I will conclude my sharing due to time constraint.
好的。
在今年夏令会结束了以后，我其实一直就是在思想一个问题。
After the summer conference, I was thinking of one matter.
我觉得主实在很怜悯我们，借着两位讲员弟兄把他的心意和他的路都指给了我们。
Through our two brothers, I thank the Lord that he has shown us his God's purpose and God's way.
我觉得主的那个旨意和他的目的是高的。
I feel that the Lord's purpose and his goal is high.
我今天作为一个刚刚起步的基督徒。
I'm a Christian who's just starting out.
我要如何走上呢？
How can I walk upon it?
或者说另一个问题是
Another question.
那一些真的有看见和真的有启示的弟兄姊妹们
Those who truly have seen.
他们是如何看见的呢？
How could they see?
他们向着主的心是怎样的，让他们可以有这样的看见呢？
What is their heart that the Lord will allow them to see?
所以我就带着这个问题去了西安特会。
Therefore, I brought these questions with me to West Coast Christian Conference.
我也很感谢主，我觉得主借着第一堂和第二堂的信息就回答了我的问题。
And I thank the Lord that he used the first and the second messages to answer these questions for me.
郭弟兄是讲了希伯来书第十章的第三十八和第三十九节。
Brother Timothy Kwok shared on Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 and 39.
对，他讲到说只有义人必因信得生。
He shared on only the just shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
And if he draws back, my heart does not delight in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。
But we are not those who draw back to perdition.
然后我觉得郭弟兄其实一直在问我们就是几个问题。
And our brother Kwok kept asking us several questions.
他一直在问说我今天是在往前走呢还是往后退呢？
He kept asking us, are we walking forward or are we drawing back?
我这一生是要如何活在主面前呢？
How are we going to live our life before our Lord?
我要讨主的喜悦还是讨人的喜悦呢？
Am I trying to please man or am I trying to please God?
当郭弟兄讲到那个沉沦的时候
When our brother Kwok shared on that perdition
他说沉沦是枉费的意思
And he said that perdition means what a waste
他说我们退后不是主就不要我们了
He says that if we draw back it's not that the Lord doesn't want us anymore
只是主不再喜悦我们了
But it's that the Lord is no longer pleased with us
孙弟兄其实在他的两堂信息也讲到了很类似的内容
And brother Sun also shared on similar things
孙弟兄有讲到说我们要为我们自己的一生负责。
Brother Sun shared that we need to be responsible for our lives.
他的话讲得很重。
He said very severe words.
他说等那个主来的日子的时候。
He said that in the day of our Lord.
我们到主面前没有办法得奖赏。
We cannot receive that reward before the presence of our Lord.
他说这个谁也怪不了。
He says you cannot blame anyone else.
然后所以我觉得就是主借着西岸的讲员弟兄和很多在我们前面的弟兄姊妹
Therefore, I feel that our Lord used the brothers who were speaking and also brothers and sisters before us.
就也是在问我说你今天要如何行走呢?
He's asking me, how are you going to walk today?
我今天要如何跟随主呢?
How are you going to follow the Lord today?
我觉得两位弟兄孙弟兄和郭弟兄都提到了一件事情。
I feel like Brother Kwok and Brother Sun both mentioned this thing.
他们都提到那一个立定心志。
They both mentioned that to be determined.
郭弟兄有提到说我愿意立一个心志要讨主的喜悦吗?
Brother Kwok shared that are we determined in our heart that we will be pleasing to the Lord?
我要做那一个不让圣灵担忧的人吗?
Am I one who will not cause the Spirit to be grieved?
不做一个退后的人吗?
To be one who does not draw back.
孙弟兄也讲到。
And Brother Sun shared.
说我们虽然很软弱。
Even though we're weak.
但是我们的心志要完全。
But our determination needs to be perfect.
我们不容许生活和侍奉上有任何的错误。
That we do not allow any errors in our daily living and our service.
他说不要让主的恩典在我的身上落空。
So that the Lord's grace will not fall in vain in us.
我觉得这个是就是主实在借着弟兄提醒了我。
This is the Lord reminding me through our brothers.
主说你今天缺的就是这一个心志。
The Lord says what you lack is that determination and will today.
好像就是我觉得我信主了有一些年了。
I feel that I've believed the Lord for some years.
我一直在主面前都是一个很被动的人。
But I'm someone who's very passive before the Lord.
好像总是需要有环境推着我往前走。
I need circumstances to push me forward.
你就也感谢主有一些环境临到我的身上。
But I thank the Lord that there are some circumstances that come to me.
但是好像只有环境来了可以让我到主的面前。
And these circumstances bring me before the presence of the Lord.
但环境没有了呢?
But what happens when the circumstances is gone?
我好像一直都过着一个很随便的生活。
I seem to be living a pretty casual life.
感觉好像也过了一些年。
After some years,
我好像也是开始愿意有一点点服在主给我的环境下面。
And I'm starting to be willing to be obedient under and submit under the Lord's provided circumstances.
但是主今天说这是不够的。
But the Lord says that's not enough.
这个被动的接受环境和到主面前是不够的。
The passively allowing the circumstances to bring us to the Lord, that's not enough.
主说你今天要有一个主动的心志。
The Lord says that today you need to have that active determination.
主说你愿意在我面前立定一个心志吗?
The Lord asks, are you willing to make that determination today?
我的一生是要讨主的喜悦。
That my entire life I will please the Lord.
我的一生是为主而活。
And for my entire life I will live for the Lord.
我觉得这一个积极的心志会给我们的生活带来很大的不同。
I feel like this active attitude will bring about a change in our daily living.
我们常常觉得自己生活软弱。
Oftentimes we feel that we are weak in our living.
是因为我们里面没有那一个心智，也没有那一个目标。
It is that because we don't have that determination in our hearts and we do not have that goal.
当我们真的有一个心智说主，我要讨你的喜悦。
When we are truly determined that we want to please the Lord,
这个才可以成为我们里面那一个真实的推动力。
Then that could become that true impulse that drives us from within.
好像在肉体和圣灵相争的时候。
When the flesh wars against the flesh wars against the spirit,
我才真的愿意说我愿意体贴圣灵。
Then I would say that I would be mindful of the spirit.
我愿意拣选十字架的道路。
I will elect the way of the cross.
我愿意拣选主的旨意。
I will elect the way, the Lord's purpose.
实在是谢谢主借着西安特会点出了我的问题。
I thank the Lord that through WCCC he pointed out my issue.
也求主的爱真的在里面激励我们。
And may the Lord's love constrain us from within.
我们弟兄姊妹也可以彼此劝勉。
That brothers and sisters may encourage one another.
我们今天真的在主面前有一个心志。
That before the Lord we truly have this determination.
说主我要过一个讨你喜悦的一生。
That we want to live a life that is pleasing to you.
我相信这也是主对我们的心意。
I believe that this is also the Lord's heart towards us.
是我的想法。刚才弟兄姊妹们都讲到在生活中还有知道自己要在什么地方悔改这件事情。
Brothers and sisters have shared that in our living, we know that's something we need to repent upon.
从夏令会以来我在想我要在什么地方悔改，我就 就主让我看到有一些生活中抓着我的事情。
After the summer conference, I thought of some things that I need to repent on.
这次也讲到奔跑的事情 ，WCCC.
And WCCC spoke of running.
我觉得从夏令会以来，我开始比较注意我的生活。
After the summer conference, I started to pay more attention to my living.
我感觉我就是孙弟兄讲的屡战屡败的那个 pattern.
I feel that I'm like what Brother Sun shared, that every time we fight, we fall.
然后后来我在想，我发现这个 pattern 呢，我感觉有的时候是我觉得没有关系，就我觉得 OK 就 OK， 我觉得好像感觉良心里面也过不去了，我又没有平安的，我又回到主的面前来求主怜悯。
And having this pattern is because sometimes I feel that it's okay to have this, but then after a while, when my conscience is convicting me, then I will come back before the Lord's presence.
当然我们真的在操练的时候会有起伏。
Of course, when we exercise, there will be highs and lows.
但是想说是否在起伏中其实我身处是仍旧给他留一个地步的呢？
But in that high and low, are we giving him that footstool?
越想越觉得这跟彻底的奉献还是有关系。
And I feel that this has to do with complete consecration.
就好像那个车窗玻璃坏了还能开，就拿胶带粘住。
It is like if you have a car with a broken window, you can still drive it, so you just tape it up.
然后胶带不好用了，让它换一个新的胶带。
And after the tape is old, then you change to a new tape.
我里面真的有心志想跟这个断绝吗
？Do I have that determination that I want to be separated from this issue?
这个比喻可能不是很准确，但是圣经里面也有讲说，没有人把新衣服撕下一块补在旧衣服上。
This analogy might not be very correct, but in the Bible, there is this saying that no one puts an old new cloth on old hole.
我在想，一直在讲奔跑，我自己到底要怎么过我的生活，我怎么跑？
And when I was thinking of this running, I thought, how should I run?
就想到前一阵子也有弟兄交通到容易一点的路。
And this, I remember brother have shared recently on that way that is slightly easier.
发现这个其实在生活中是很微妙的。
This is something that's quite,
说不容易察觉。
It's quite subtle.
比如说有的时候我觉得，我现在静不下来，心里好乱，我去听听诗歌吧。
For example, perhaps I cannot quiet myself down. My heart is so chaotic, so I thought I would go listen to him.
我觉得好像现在我主的话读不进去，我读一会儿属灵书吧。
It seems like I cannot read his word, so let me go read some spiritual books.
当然有时候主确实感动我们去读属灵书和听诗歌。
Of course, there are times when the Lord moves us to read spiritual books or to listen to hymns.
但有时候发现是我自己对主没有感情，对主的话没有胃口，我用别的事情来代替。
But sometimes I feel that it is because I do not have the appetite for the Lord's word, so I use something else to replace that.
是否会弟兄姊妹们是否会因为一段时间没有遇见主、经历主苦恼呢
？Brothers and sisters.Do you have sorrow because you haven't met the Lord in a while?
是否回头看觉得有一段时间空白就难过呢
？Do you look back and notice that there's some time that nothing is counted and you're sad because of that?
今天拦阻，我到主面前的是什么？我是否有积极的向主求呢
？What are those things that hinders us from coming before the Lord? Do we seek on what those things are?
如果有难过这个之后我是真的想逃吗
And if we are sad because of these things, do we want to flee from them?
我发现我要怎么走呢其实就是生活中很 很多的小事，我觉得这些不能忽略。
How do we walk? It is all those little things in our daily living, we cannot neglect them.
WCC 之后我一直想到两首诗歌。
After WCC, I remembered two hymns.
有一首应该是说同他唱诗虽然有人警醒却不能。
One hymn says that, 你再说一次。
同他唱诗虽然有人警醒却不能。
So we can sing with others, but we cannot be alert.
还有首诗歌是我当如何爱我的主，如何奉献使他欢喜。
The other hymn says, "How do we consecrate ourselves before the Lord? How do we please Him?"
不稍离开他的道路，学习如何与他亲密。
That we will not depart from His way, that we will learn to be close to Him.
我还想到之前，弟兄姊妹们可能听过之前关于江弟兄年轻时候对于看电影的一个学习。
And I believe some of you might be familiar with Brother Stephen Kong's testimony from when he was young, when he was watching movies.
具体我没有办法就是全部讲过。
I cannot share with you all the details.
可以念一个一小段。
But I'll read a small passage.
说我在各处都碰到少年弟兄姊妹来问我说。
At various gatherings, young brothers and sisters come and ask me,
弟兄，我们看电影可以不可以?
Brother, can we go watch films?
有什么理由说看电影是犯罪?
Are there reasons that, why would you say that it is a sinful?
我碰到这样的年轻人太多,我只能向他说一句话。
When I met so many young brothers and sisters, I can only say this thing.
我说也许这在你身上不是犯罪,但是在我身上这是犯罪。
Perhaps to you it is not sin, but to me it is.
因为主在我身上做过一件事，主在我里面带领过我。
Because the Lord did one thing for me, He led me this way.
圣灵在我里面那个微小的声音一直叫我不自然，叫我不舒服。
That still small voice of the Holy Spirit caused me to be uneasy.
但我不顺服，一直违背，我用我的头脑理由辩说为什么不可以。
When I wouldn't submit and I kept using my mind to reason why not?
我在那里倔强，但是圣灵还是继续不断的带领我，没有弃绝我。
I was stubborn that way, but the Holy Spirit did not give up and continued to guide me.
只等到有一天他断了我这个世界的生命。
Until one day he cut off this worldly life for me.
前面还有讲到弟兄自己里面真实的挣扎。
Before this passage, our brother shared the real struggle that he had.
我不知道会不会有感觉说这个是江弟兄的经历。
I wonder if this is Brother Stephen's experience.
今天主是否对我也有这个要求呢?
But whether he has that same requirement of me today.
今天我是否也是这样子的跟随主呢?
Is there...Do I follow the Lord the same way today?
真的求主让我和能与这个世界断绝。
May the Lord help me to be separated from this world.
因为实在觉得要在我要如何先不说跑先走起来就是生活中的这些事情。
If we don't even talk about running, to start walking, that is based on these things in our daily living.
还有我与主亲近，我的祷告，我的读主的话。
And it is drawing near to the Lord, reading His word.
就是这些，如果忽略，我在什么地方学呢
？If I neglect these things, then where would I have the opportunity to learn?
就说要付代价跟从主，这些事情我不愿意付代价吗
？We say that we want to pay the cost and follow our Lord, but on these matters, are we willing to pay the cost?
我想到希伯来书。就是刚才弟兄念的后面有讲说你们与罪恶相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
In Hebrews
12章4节
in Hebrews it says that you have not you're not resisted to the point of bloodshed.
当然我们不是靠我们自己，我相信我们也真的知道我们失败很多，立志行善是由不得我。
We know that we have failed a lot, to will to do good, but yet the good we do not do.
但是求主让我们在主面前有这样一个心智。
But may we have that will before the Lord.
嗯，能够真的在主面前愿意奉献每一天生活，活在他的面前。
That we were willing to consecrate ourselves before the Lord and live before His presence every single day.
我想我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
从夏令会一直到西岸聚会，我们的主真的借着我们弟兄对我们说了很多的话。
From the summer conference and to WCCC, our Lord spoke to us many things through our brothers.
我想这次弟兄们借着这个主题激励我们要奔，要跑。
This time our brothers used this theme to encourage us that we ought to run.
我想借着弟兄们的信息，我们里边的那个火可能也被挑起来。
Perhaps because of these messages, the fire within us is relit again.
也很受激励，很有感动。
And we are quite moved.
那我们为着这些要感谢主。
And we thank the Lord because of these things.
但我这些日子我在思想，尤其我们之前有很多很多少年，38年的特会。
But then I was thinking on this, that in the past there is these 38 years of WCCC.
我们需要心中有一个祷告，就是说我不能只停在这一点点的感动上。
We have to have that prayer within that we cannot just stay on that level of being moved.
因为这个感动或者说这个里边的激动可能可以维持几天、几周甚至几个月。
Because if we're moved within, if we're touched withinPerhaps that could stay with us for a few weeks or even a few months.
但可能很难有长久的果效。
But that would not lead to lasting effect.
我想我们不能忘记我们四位的弟兄都在提醒我们这条路是很不容易走的。
We cannot forget that all four brothers shared with us and reminded us that this is not an easy way.
我们弟兄提醒我们这个世界有钩子。
We, our brother shared with us, reminded us that there is that hook of the world.
一直想要把我们勾走。
And it wants to hook us away.
而且我们看到现在这个世界是对神是极其冷淡、全面抵挡的一个时代。
And we see that this world, that this generation is against the Lord.
那就我们这个人来说。
To us.
我们这个肉体非常的大。
And our flesh are so big.
常常要显出自己。
Often our flesh will manifest.
非常喜欢住在一个舒服安逸的情况里。
We love to live in a condition of ease.
同时仇敌在外面还有一直的攻击。
And the enemy without is continuing to attack.
引诱、欺骗、恐吓、搅扰、控告。
To condemn, to tempt, and to accuse.
并且我们弟兄还提醒我们，当如果我们真的眼睛被开了
，Our brother also reminded us that if our eyes are truly opened,
有一天我们要经历所谓基督的凌辱
，then one day we'll experience the reproach of Christ.
那个凌辱很可能是从我们所亲爱的弟兄姊妹来的
，and that reproach may very well come from our dear brothers and sisters.
所以可能我们稍微想一下这些，我们就知道，仅凭那一点点的热情。这条路是绝对走不远的。
Therefore, if we think of these, we know that just by that zeal, we cannot walk far.
但感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews reminded us.
我们是仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我想英文是更清楚，它是我们信心的开始作者。也是那个完成者。
We see here very clearly that he is the author, the one who initiates and begins, and he is also the one who finishes the work.
我们弟兄提醒我们，我们要忘断所有的那些外面的事情。
Our brother reminded us that we need to look off from all these outward things.
忘断，我们仰望我们的主。
We look off onto Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在要彼此鼓励。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may we encourage one another.
不是只要那一点点的热情。
To not just have that momentary zeal.
我们需要真的把自己奉献给主。
We need to truly consecrate ourselves before the Lord.
真的走信心的路。
To truly walk the way of faith.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不奉献给主，不走信心的路。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not consecrate ourselves to the Lord and do not walk the way of faith,
我们不可能从软弱当中站起来。
Then it is impossible for us to stand up from weakness.
我们也不可能有真的看见。
And it is impossible for us to have true seeing.
我们常常会在疑惑恐惧的里面。
Often we will fall into confusion and fear.
我们弟兄们跟我们交通这么多的人物，
Our brothers share with us so many people from the Bible.
我们弟兄们跟我们强调，他们就是一个字，就是信。
Our brothers emphasize that there's just one commonality, that is faith.
而且他们不是一步走到他们所谓那个很大的那个看见。
And for them, they didn't just take one step and enter into that great scene.
是不断的因着信，他们经历主，然后
Sorry.But it is by faith that they continue to experience the Lord.
他们里面的眼睛不断地被开，
and their eyes continue to be opened.
他们看见了那个所谓天上的城，是神为他们所建造的那座城。
And they are able to see that city with foundations in heaven that the God has built for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要想真的有看见，我们也要这样走。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we want to see, we also need to walk this way.
我们弟兄们鼓励我们，他们都是普通人，都是平凡人。
Our brothers reminded us that these are all common people.
所以我们这些平凡的人，我们也可以走得上。
Therefore, for us common people, we can also walk on this way.
但问题就是，我今天愿不愿意里边真的做一个决定，主啊，我要来寻求你。
But the question is whether we're going to make that choice today and that determination to say to the Lord that Lord, I will follow you.
我看你比我今天所有那些要抓住的更为宝贵。
I see you as more precious than anything else that I might want to grasp onto.
这次弟兄们交通的这些人物当中让我心中很受激励的一点。
This time when hearing the sharing regarding all these characters,something that very touched me.
因为我们弟兄们强调说，这些人物在那个希伯来书十一章所记的这些人物是在主眼中非常宝贵。
Because our brother reminded us that those who are recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, these people are precious in the Lord's sight.
但我听到这句话的时候，好像主在我里边说，其实那些人看主才是更宝贵的。
But when I heard that word, I thought.Actually, these people, they see the Lord as even more precious.
因为他们愿意为这位主摆上自己的命。
Because they're willing to lay down their own lives for the Lord.
他们也愿意把自己独生的爱子献上。
They're willing to sacrifice their only begotten son.
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们今天对所谓神永远的旨意，我们可能没有那么清楚地看见。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we do not today have that great seeing of God's eternal purpose.
但是我们可不可以有一个看见说，主啊，你比我现在所要抓住的更为宝贵。
But could we have that seeing that we see that, Lord, you are more precious than whatever I want to hold on to right now.
我愿意因着你的宝贵，我愿意真的往前走。
Because of how precious you are, I'm willing to walk forward.
我们弟兄们提醒我们，我们的时间机会不多了。
Our brothers reminded us that we do not have much time and opportunity left.
也可能我们今天对主再回来，我们没有像弟兄们前面弟兄们那样强的紧迫感。
And perhaps we do not sense that same urgency as brothers and sisters before us regarding the Lord's return.
但我想可能我们可以有一个感觉，就是我们人生其实是有阶段的。
But we can have at least this sense.That there are different time periods in our lives.
你做学生就只有做学生那一个阶段做学生。
Perhaps you are a student. There's only one period that you are a student.
那你早晚要面对找工作的问题。
Sooner or later, you have to go look for a job.
你单身的时候只有那一段时间是单身的。
If you're single, you only have that period that you're single.
早晚要面对结婚成家的问题。
And sooner or later, you have to deal with whether to get married and have a family.
所以你在学生的时候， 没有学到的那个功课，你不可能觉着我可以在工作的时候再回去学。
So if you lack something you ought to have learned during your time as a student, you cannot think that you can go back and relearn that when you're working.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的时间和机会都是非常有限。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, our time and our opportunities are severely limited.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们心中应该有一个感觉，我要来追，我要来跑。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must have this desire that we have to pursue, we have to run.
我要认识我主的宝贵。
I want to know my Lord's preciousness.
我要认识他真的是可靠。
I want to learn and know that he is trustworthy.
我要认识他旨意的宝贵。
And I want to know how precious his will is.
我愿意我的眼真的被开。
I desire that my eyes are truly opened.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们真的在主面前做一个决定，我们要做寻求的。
Brothers and sisters, may we, before the Lord, make this determination that we are those who will pursue Him. This concludes my sharing. Thank the Lord.
刚才我们弟兄也提到了，我们那个热情，那个热心，一时的那个热情是不能让我们跑到底的。
Our brother just mentioned that the momentary zeal cannot cause us to run to the end.
这次西安的特会里边，弟兄提醒我们，我们不能枉费我们的一生，我们也不能让我们的主失望。
In WCCC, our brothers reminded us that we cannot waste our life and we cannot cause our Lord to be disappointed in us.
所以我们要奔跑。
Therefore, we ought to run.
但是弟兄也提醒我们，我们跑不是随便的跑，我们生活也不能随便的生活。
But our brothers reminded us that we run, we cannot run aimlessly, and we live, we cannot live casually.
就像我们孙弟兄在我们夏令会之前有一个交通，让我们有一些在跟我们交通的一些我们生活当中的这些属灵的原则。
Just like our brother Sun before our summer conference, he shared with us some guiding principles in daily living.
所以我们奔跑也是要有属灵的原则来跑。
In the same way, as we run the spiritual race, we also need to follow spiritual guidelines.
其实在其实在大会的主题希伯来书十二章的第一节中也讲到。
In fact, even the theme of the conference, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, it says,
我们应当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，这样的跑。
We need to run in this way, that we need to lay aside every weight, we need to lay aside every sin that so easily ensnares us, and we need to run with endurance.
弟兄提到了很多的属灵的原则。
Our brothers spoke of many spiritual principles.
但是我想在这里边借着西安特会和我们的夏令会对我一个非常大的提醒，就是信心的问题。
But here I will share from WCCC and also our summer conference is one very important matter that is faith.
因为信心才是所有属灵事情的根基。
Because faith is the foundation of all spiritual matters.
这是一个大题目，我只是能够肤浅的来讲一点点。
This is a great topic, and I'll touch upon it a little bit.
就像我们先前弟兄姊妹的交通。
Just like our brothers and sisters just shared.
我们在希伯来书十一章当中所看到的这些所有的见证人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, we see these cloud of witnesses.
他们之所以得到了神的喜悦。
They receive God's approval.
弟兄们多次的提到，没有别的，只有一个原因，就是因着信。
And brothers have repeatedly mentioned it is because of nothing else but because of their faith.
十一章当中也提到。
And in chapter 11 it also says.
他们不仅因信得生。
Not only do they live by faith.
他们也因信而活。
They also not only did they were they made a life.By faith, they also live daily life by faith.
十三节也写到，这些人都是存着信心死的。
And in verse 13, it also says that they all died in faith.
所以我觉得这个信心就是非常非常根基的事情。
Therefore, faith is something that's very, very fundamental.
信心能让他们能够全然的奉献。
Because of faith, they can fully consecrate themselves.
能让他们愿意甘愿走十字架的道路。
They can willingly walk the way of the cross.
他们也能够存心忍耐。
And they can endure.
奔那前边的路程。
To run the race that is set before them.
所以到底什么是信心？
So what is faith?
去年常见弟兄讲，信心就是真知道。
Last year, Brother Chang shared that faith is to truly know.
今年弟兄也告诉我们，就是属灵的看见。
And this year, brothers shared with us that it is spiritual seeing.
我觉得这些都是相同的。
I think these are all equivalent.
我们应当知道，弟兄们在特会当中也一直的在提醒，我们要知道，我们要相信神是神。
And in the conference, our brothers continue to remind us that we need to believe that God is.
我们如果不信神是的话，那我们就不是真有信心。
If we do not believe that God is, then we do not have true faith.
所以在夏令会之前，孙弟兄给我们讲到属灵的原则的时候，他给我印象非常深的有一点。
Before the summer conference, Brother Sun was sharing here with us regarding spiritual principles, and there's one thing that I was that touched me very much.
他说要尊重神的话。
That he says to respect the Lord's word.
也就是说，我要相信神所说的。都是对的。
In other words, that I would believe that everything that the Lord said is right.
我们感谢主，我们有一本圣经。
We thank the Lord that we have this Bible.
所以神如何说，我们就当如何信，如何行。
So how God speaks, then we believe and we live it out.
感谢主，他说，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
We thank the Lord that He says God is a God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
所以不管怎样，我们相信以色列他们的百姓是神所拣选的百姓。
So no matter what, we believe that the Israelites are chosen by the Lord.
我们也相信今天我们在新约的时代。
We also believe that in the New Testament time today.
我们在基督里的都是神天上的子民。
And we who are in Christ, we are those heavenly descendants.
不管我们怎样想。
No matter how we think.
Yeah, 我觉得还有一点就是信神已经把他儿子的生命已经赐给我们。
Another thing is that we believe and have faith that God has already given us the life of his son.
这个生命可以活出来。
And this life can be lived out.
就像那些见证人一样，他们可以得蒙神的喜悦。
Just like those, the cloud of witnesses that they can please God.
另一方面，圣灵也已经住在我们里边。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit already lives and dwells in us.
就像路德。
Just like Ruth.
她不知道去犹大地的路。
She didn't know the way to the land of Judah.
但是真的感谢主，拿俄米知道。
But thank the Lord, Naomi knows.
圣灵知道。
The Holy Spirit knows.
就像弟兄讲到，我们有一位真的是全能的领跑员。
Just like our brother shared, that we have an omnipotent one who is running before us holding that rope.
他可以引导我们。
That he can guide us.
他可以归正我们。
He can correct us.
真的是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
还有一点我想就是有一点点提到的就是为什么有的时候我们总是觉得那个信心不是那么真实。
Another thing is how come sometimes we feel that this faith is not so real?
弟兄提醒我们信心不是自信，也不是幻想。
Our brother reminded us that faith is not self-confidence and it is not a fantasy.
有时候我们觉得我们自己所认识的都是对的。
Sometimes we think that whatever we know ought to be right.
我们常常有各样的知识、各样的理论、各样的就是 internet 的这些的资源。
We have various knowledge and we have.Theories that we know and also resources on the internet.
所以我们觉得我们看到的就都是对的。
So we think whatever we see must be right.
我觉得这个是非常需要我们自己提醒自己的一点。
This is something that we need to remind ourselves of.
也想到保罗当初他蒙得救之前是何等的自信的一个人。
We also think of when Paul, before he believed, how proud and self-confident he was.
真的是蒙光照之后，他觉得他以前的都是粪土。
But after he received that great light and that revelation, then he counted everything else in the past as rubbish.
我们觉得有的时候我们常常会说， 显然是这样，这好像是我们很常用的口头语。
Sometimes we say
obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say obviously it is like that.
Yeah. 所以我觉得这个是有的时候哦，还有一点就是那个弟兄说信心不是幻想。
Another point is our brother shared that faith is not just imagination.
我们有时候我们自己心里有一个想象当中的主，有一个想象当中的神。
Sometimes in our hearts we imagine our Lord is this way, or we imagine our God is that way.
所以我是觉得我们提醒自己还是要回到主的话当中。
Therefore, we must remind ourselves to return to the Lord's word.
因为只有主的话告诉我们他是怎样的一位主，怎样的一位神。
Because only our Lord's word tells us what kind of Lord he is and what kind of God he is.
感谢主，借着夏令会、西安特会，我们有诸多诸多的提醒。
We thank the Lord through the summer conference and also WCCC that we have received a lot of reminders.
我们在聚会的当中也真的是被激励，也被搅动。
And in the meetings, we're truly stirred up and we're encouraged.
但是我也盼望我们自己不是那种上午还在阿门弟兄讲的与世界分别。
But I desire that we are not those people that in the morning we amen what our brother shared about separating from the world.
我们下午离营之后就回到了世界的欢愉。
But then in the afternoon we return to the camp and return away from the camp and we go back to the enjoyment of the world.
是的，我们真的是愿意说所有的信息都能提醒我们。
May this faith remind us.
不做无知的人。
To not be those who are foolish.
不知道神是神。
To know that God is God.
不做愚昧的人。
That we would not be those people who are foolish.
信了神，也不信他神，也不信他是。
That after we believe God, we do not believe him and believe that he is.
也不做那个糊涂的人。
That we would not be that foolish person.
不愿意背起十字架来跟随他。
Unwilling to carry the cross to follow him.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
This
time, Brother Dana shared on Moses.
他从出生到他120岁的改变。
And the change that he had from his birth to when he was 120 years old.
不是一天。
It's not a day.
不是一个月。
It's not a month.
一年。
A year.
十年就完成的。
A decade.
他生命的成熟。
But his life's maturity.
是神在他身上花了很长时间才做成的。
Came about after the Lord spending a lot of time with him.
这一个过程是没有速成的。
This process cannot be an instant process.
去一次的西岸聚会是不可能把摩西生命的成熟做在我们身上。
To attend WCCC once would be impossible to then bring about the maturity of Moses' life.
但是摩西里面向着神的那个心智
ButIn Moses, that determination towards the Lord,
却不是等了一百二十年才被建立起来。
That did not wait 120 years.
这个心智是他很年轻就有的。
Even when he was very young, he already had that will.
当他在埃及长大的时候
，When he was growing up in Egypt,
周围的教育
，The education around him,
周围的世界观、价值观
，And the value system around him.
都是为着埃及的财宝而奋斗的。
It is all for the riches of Egypt.
但是他的母亲在他很小的时候
，But his mom when he was really young，
就把神的话印在他的里面
，Already sealed God's word in him，
告诉他你和埃及人不一样
，To tell him that you are different from the Egyptians。
我们是属神的子民
，We belong to the Lord，
并且真的为他祷告
，And truly prayed for him。
我想这个时间其实是很短的。
I believe that's a very short period.
后来摩西长大了一点点
After Moses grew up a little,
就被送去法老的女儿那里做他的儿子
And he was sent to become Pharaoh's daughter, son.
但是摩西的
Pharaoh's daughter's son.
但是摩西的母亲对摩西的影响是非常大的
But Moses's mom affected him very much.
不是靠主日学的老师
It is not Sunday school teacher.
在希伯来书第十一章
In Hebrews chapter 11,
24到二十六节
verse 24 to verse 26,
他说摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子， 他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。
By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
摩西从一开始里面向着神的心志就是绝对的。
From the very beginning, Moses' determination towards God is absolute.
神的话说他不肯称为法老女儿之子。
The Lord's word says that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And he chose to not enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
圣经从来没有说过摩西开始的时候，
The Bible never said that when Moses was young,
他是 50% 不肯称为法老女儿之子。
That he had 50% of not wanting to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他是 50% 不愿意享受最终之乐。
50% of the time, he does not want to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
慢慢成为 60%, 70%, 80%。
And as time progresses, that increased to 60%, 70%, 80%.
圣经从来没有这么讲。
The Bible did not say it that way.
摩西一开始就是百分之百要与这个世界分别。
Even from the beginning, Moses was 100% wanting to be separated from the world.
这个心智是绝对的。
That will is absolute.
我们生命的成熟可以有不同的程度。
Our maturity in life could be have different degrees.
但是我们的心智向着神必须是绝对。
But our will and determination towards God must be absolute.
必须是百分之百。
Has to be 100%.
99%也不行。
99% is not enough.
如果我们的心智向着神不是绝对。
If our determination towards the Lord is not absolute.
神没有办法在我们身上做事情。
And God cannot do his work in us.
我们其实没有办法来走属灵的路。
And we cannot walk the spiritual way.
这一个不肯与不愿在一开始就是绝对的。
This thing where he refused and he chose from the beginning, that was absolute.
这次我们弟兄也跟我们交通到信心是关键。
And this time our brother shared with us that faith is the key.
但是希伯来书11章26节最后的一句话也同样是很关键。
But at the same time, verse 26 from chapter 11, the very end, that's also key as well.
他说因他向往所要得的赏赐。
For he looked to the reward.
我们是不能够把这件事，拿单独的拿开来讲的。
We cannot isolate this thing away from the rest.
把这件事拿开来谈信心的。
We cannot isolate this away and talk about faith.
今天你的里面，我的里面，向往的是什么呢？
Today, you, in you, in me, what are we looking to?
神在看这件事。
God is looking at this.
神在看你里面向往的是什么。
What are you looking at? Looking to, God is looking at that.
摩西没有在那里向往做一个不犯错的人。
Moses did not look to be someone who would not commit errors.
他也没有向往做一个最属灵的人。
He didn't look to become someone who's the most spiritual.
他向往在神的那里能够得着赏赐。
But it says he looked to the reward.
他想望他要得着神要他来得着的。
He will apprehend that which the Lord wanted him to apprehend.
他想望在神的面前是被神承认的人。
He wants to be before the Lord's presence to be someone who's approved by the Lord.
他想在神的眼中做一个对的人。
He wants to be the right person in before the Lord's eyes.
今天神要让他努力进天国。
Today he will strive to enter into the kingdom.
他里面就想往那一天我要进去。
He looks to that day so that when he can enter in.
今天神要让他做一个得胜的人。
Today the Lord wants him to be victorious, overcomer.
他就向往我要在神的面前做一个得胜者。
So he looks to become that overcomer.
这是年轻的摩西的心智。
This is the heart and desire of Moses when he was young.
你说他的生命成熟吗？
Is his life mature at that point?
当然不成熟。
Of course not.
你说他得胜吗？
Do you say that he's victorious?
他有很多的肉体。
He has so much flesh.
你要挑他的问题今天。
If you look at his issues,
他有太多问题可以被你挑出来。
There's so many issues that he has to deal with.
但是他却是一个被神所看上的人。
However, he is so someone who the Lord already looked at.
他想要的，所向往的，是神所要的。
Because whatever he wanted is what the Lord wanted.
所以他的信心就可以 function.
Therefore, his faith can function.
这不是他120岁才有的。
This is not something that happened to him when he was 120 years old.
这是他年轻一开始的时候就有的。
This was with him even when he was young.
这也是神要我们有的。
And this is what the Lord wants us to have.
也是不能没有的。
You can, and you cannot have without it.
今天只有我们想望的、想要的是与神连上的。
Today, only if the things that we want is connected with the Lord,
我们才可能成为一个被神看上。
Then we could be people who could be considered by the Lord.
神才可能开始要在我们身上来做事。
And the Lord can start to do His work in us that He wants to do.
来得着我们。
To apprehend us.
来改变我们。
To change us.
我们才可能成为一个奔跑的人。
Then we could be people who would run.
什么时候我们所想望的是埃及的赏赐？
Whenever we look to the reward of Egypt,
是别人称赞里面的赏赐。
We look to the praises of men.
你就发现一件事情，你对神的话根本信不来。
Then we will notice that we cannot trust in the Lord's word.
并且我的身上根本没有离开埃及的力量。
And there's no impulse for me to depart from Egypt.
神的赏赐反而成为我的重担。
And God's reward actually turns out to become my heavy burden.
Dana 弟兄跟我们交通到什么时候我要因着得着主、服侍主与世界分开。
Our brother Dana shared when we want to be separated from the world for the sake of serving the Lord.
我们以为我们失去快乐、失去力量。
We thought that we lost that joy and that strength.
但是因着我们想要在主面前得着主的赏赐。
But because we, before the Lord's presence, we want to receive His reward.
我们想要在主的面前成为一个得胜的人。
That before His presence, we want to be,
能够成为一个得胜的人。
That we could be a victorious person.
能够进入主的国度。
That we can enter into the Lord's kingdom.
我们反而在我们身上发生一件事情。
Then something strange will happen.
主自己成为我们的力量。
The Lord Himself becomes our strength.
主让我们经历到你可以行走。力上加力。
Now the Lord allows us to experience that we can walk from strength to strength.
像我们必须在神的面前有一个对的开始。
We have a true and a correct beginning before the Lord.
如果我们没有摩西那个对的开始。
If we do not have that correct beginning like Moses.
我们永远不可能成为一个奔跑的人。
Then we can never become someone who would run.
我们只有成为一个在神被神看上的人。
And we can only...
成为一个被神看上的。
We can only become someone who the Lord is looking at.
我们前面才可能成为奔跑的。
Then we can become someone who runs.
我就交通到这。
This concludes my sharing.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你历世历代你都要在找人。
Throughout generations, you're looking for people.
主啊，愿我们在你的面前都盼望成为一个被你找着的人。
May we have that desire that we are those who that you have found.
主啊，愿我们在你的面前是一个要你的人。
Before you, Lord, may we be people who want you.
是一个被要被你来得着的人。
That we want to be apprehended by you.
主啊，愿我们弟兄，所有弟兄们所经历过的。
Although what the brothers have experienced.
能够激发我们起来爱你。
May these things encourage us to rise up to love you.
激发我们起来跟从你。
To encourage us to rise up to follow you.
感动我们弟兄的灵，主啊，加倍的来感动我们。
May the spirit that moved our brethren, that it will touch us as well.
主啊，我们不要在你的面前成为一个失败者。
That we will not be those who fail before you.
主啊，愿我们那天见你，我们都能成为一个得胜的人。
And when we see you, we could be those who have overcome.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here today.